You know, when I was a young girl, I was in the Lutheran church. And on Sundays, there was this wonderful opportunity to be an acolyte, to light the candles before the service. And so I was really excited as I watched people my age doing that. And so I came to the pastor and I said, I'd like to be an acolyte. And he said, well, you can't. And I said, well, how come? And he said, because you're a girl. That was very perplexing. What was it about lighting the candles that had anything to do with whether you were a boy or a girl? Was there something about the robes? It was very intriguing, you know? So I went home and I asked my parents, and, you know, while my mom took great pains to make sure everybody had the exact amount of Kool-Aid, my dad said, it's a man's world. He was being honest, but, you know, it wasn't that helpful. And so I still wondered about this, you know, so if this is the church's intention, what is God's intention, I wondered. It was a bit confusing for me. And as I shared this story in the 8 o'clock service, we had some time for sharing, and a couple of women said, you know, I wanted to be a priest, and I had the same experience. And it was so confusing to me, you know, the same deal. And so this idea that somehow we're not all made in the image and the likeness is simply not true, right? In unity, we believe in equality. We believe that all are welcome, all life forms are welcome in every way. That's one of the bases of what unity is about. Am I right? Is this true? Is this your experience? Yeah, yeah. And guess what? We've got scripture to back it up. I love saying that. In Genesis chapter 1, it says this, and maybe it's a way that you haven't heard it before. God said, let us create humankind in our image, after our likeness. And so God created male and female. God created them. Huh. What does God mean, us? I've never heard God refer to it as us, except for here. Have you? But what does the scripture go on to say? That in the image and the likeness of this spirit, of this God, we are made, and there is a sense of us, and we are made male and female. So I want to move away from the idea of male and female and to masculine and feminine. And so there is this sense of, from the very beginning, we are made as spirit, right? The image and likeness of spirit, not God in our image, but us in the image of spirit. And this spirit is telling us it's a we. It's a both and, or a neither. There's a sense of oneness. There's a sense of togetherness. There's a sense of wholeness. There is a masculine face and a feminine face. But for so long, we have only focused on the masculine God. How many of us grew up with a father God, a trinity even, that was all male? I couldn't find myself anywhere in there. And you know what the truth is? The boys and the men couldn't either. Because something was missing that we all miss, that we all hurt from not having, is that divine feminine essence. And so today I want to encourage us to look at that, to reawaken that, to unleash, if you will, that power that is within us that is so needed in this world right now. I mean, I don't know, maybe every year and every decade and every thousands of years we stand here and say, now is the time. I'm beginning to think, right? But then we can feel it in our times, can't we? We can look around our world and we can say, something is off kilter, just like as that young girl I felt, something is off kilter here. Something isn't quite right about that. Well, in unity, we do believe in this, as I said, this sort of sense of wholeness. And Charles Fillmore, our co-founder, along with his wife Myrtle, talked about the Holy Spirit as the feminine. He said, do not be misled by the reference of the Holy Spirit as he. The Holy Spirit is love, taking care of the whole human family. And love, he says, is always feminine. It's the great harmonizer, the great healer, And when we call upon the Holy Spirit, we are calling upon the Spirit of love. That doesn't leave anyone out. In fact, it allows us all to step in. At the 8 o'clock service, a couple of the women shared, as I mentioned, and I said, I really want to hear from one of the men what it's like to feel this sense of this missing piece, this off-kilterness, if you will, this out-of-balance sense of the masculine God being so focused upon and this masculine energy being so focused upon in our society. How does that feel for you? And Mike shared and gave me permission to share with you that he said, you know, growing up, it was always like I couldn't touch this intuitive nature because it was called women's intuition. And he said, as a young boy, I knew that if I didn't wear a dress and play with dolls, then I must not have access to this thing called intuition. See, we all hurt. We all miss out when the balance is off. And the balance is way off, isn't it? We've been in a patriarchy for a long time. There were, you know, from about 34,000 BCE to about 1,000 BCE, about 4,000 BCE, it started kind of withering away, this matriarchy, this mother goddess worship. And it started withering away about the time we started making weapons. Interesting, right? But yeah, but see, here's the thing. The masculine, in its balance, the masculine is will and intelligence and power. You know, the kind that we want. Out of balance, it's violence and greed and oppression. That's what we're hurting from, is that the balance is off. It's not that the masculine energy isn't good. It's that it needs to be partnered with a strong feminine. And unless we let that strong feminine come through us and out into our societies and into our churches and out of our scriptures, which they were once there, then we can't heal, we can't restore, we can't have the justice and the equality and the honoring that we wish for all life, for our planet, for each other, for every walk of humanity and every life form. So this is what's wanting to be born, to be seen. Actually, the Fillmores had a statement of faith in 1921. They released a whole series of statements of faith. And statement number 16 is this one. It was released in the Weekly Unity magazine, and it says, I believe that the Holy Mother, the Divine Feminine, is now being restored to her righteous place in the world, and that she will reign equal with Jehovah in the heavens and on the earth. That's what our co-founder saw almost 100 years ago, and still, we're working on it, right? We stand, though, don't we, with our co-founders. We stand with them on this principle. We don't hear about it as much. I don't know who, did anybody hear from their pastors and the priests about the divine feminine that's sprinkled throughout the Bible? Anybody study that part, you know? In the Wisdom of Solomon, in Proverbs, in Ecclesiastes, the feminine voice is wisdom. She speaks in the voice of she. I didn't know about those scriptures until I was in ministerial school and I read them for myself. You know, so it's there. The mother God, the idea of the mother as the teaching as a mother eagle is in Deuteronomy. And the mother bear, that idea of the mama bear energy that we talk about, is in Hosea. And Jesus himself likened himself to a mother hen. In both Matthew and Luke, I always pay attention when it's in multiple gospels, you know? And so in both Matthew and Luke, he says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how have I longed to gather your children as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you have refused. So 2,000 years ago, our master teacher, in male form, said something extremely feminine in a macho culture, and he expressed how his heart hurt that this love could not be received, that Jerusalem, his people, in other words, would not let him gather them up like the mother God, like the divine feminine. And we're still refusing it. We're still refusing it in ourselves. We're still refusing it in all the institutions of our society. And yet, I see how it's also crumbling, don't you? How the patriarchy is sort of imploding upon itself now, if you will. But that's, you know, that's the good news in a way. I mean, we need to be there for the fallout, and it's happening. We need to be the ones who are willing to reach out and gather up in our arms those who are hurting when we feel strong, and to allow ourselves to be gathered up by that love when we don't feel as strong. So for the divine feminine, we're talking about love and compassion and wisdom. And these gifts then now coming into balance with that divine masculine or sacred masculine, some say. That is the whole walk. That is the wholeness that we move toward. It doesn't work to still to keep being in these contrary kind of spaces and these paradoxes and these talking about separation and using language that separates. As much as we can, we want to be really conscious of our thoughts, our feelings, our words, because it's co-creative. That's what we're putting out there in the world. So what do we want to invite? Don't we want to teach our boys and our men that intuition is something that we want? That wisdom is a gift? And don't we want our girls, if they want to light candles at church, to light candles at church? Or to become priests or pastors or ministers or whatever it is that we desire, whatever it is that God calls us to, how dare humankind say no? How dare we? You know? So for all the hurt that is around the world, for all the injustices and places where there is dishonor, we have an opportunity to bring forth this divine feminine like it's never been known before. We have an opportunity to walk this talk in a way that maybe we ourselves have never allowed ourselves. And I want to encourage you to find that within yourself, those places where you are holding back, where you are withholding love, where you are withholding love to others, where you are withholding service, where you are withholding the best gifts you have to give, and where you are allowing somehow justifying this imbalance that we continue to be living in. It's not okay. It's not serving. It's not working. And it's come to that place where it's really clear it's not working. So what now? Those of us who hear the call, right, who feel it in us, we all share this anatomy. We all share the heart. This is the birth canal to integrated spirituality. This is the way through which we meet the divine mother and father within us, and they come together as one. This is where those balances come into play, and we learn to follow that inner guidance. We learn to love when we feel the impulse to love, to dance when we feel the impulse to dance, to sing when we feel the impulse to sing. That's all a part of not restraining and holding back that which wants to be birthed and experienced and expressed on this earth. That's the divine feminine coming out. To dance with that sacred masculine. So for all of us, I hope this Mother's Day is a call into that truth. You know, Carl Jung talked about this even. He said, Carl Jung, the psychologist, talked about wholeness is not achieved by cutting off a portion of one's being. Right? But by the integration of the contraries, it's like the yin-yang symbol, you know? It's one circle. It's got black and white in it. It's got white in the black and black in the white. It's got feminine and masculine, and it's whole, and all the parts are equal. That's the kind of image that we are embodying when we come into full balance. So that our girls can take action on whatever it is that they're called to do in this world and to serve. And our boys can feel and express the love that they feel and express like Jesus did so beautifully. Let me be a mother hen to you. Let me carry you and bring you up in my wings. Stop refusing that love. So my acolyte story ends on a happy note. When I had my first ministry at Unity of Columbia in Missouri, the very first Sunday I went up, we had a lot of candles, and I went up to light the candles. And as I was lighting the candle, something really amazing happened. It was like a spontaneous soul retrieval. As I was lighting those candles, this piece of my soul that had been sort of hanging out somewhere in the ethers outside of my energy field swooped right in. And I felt a sense of immediate wholeness. And I said to myself, oh, I get to be an acolyte. Never mind, I got to be an ordained female minister. But that experience of the shift into wholeness, the inner shift that happens, is what I'm talking about. And that starts to happen when we say yes to this balance, when we say yes to the divine feminine, when we stop restraining and holding back and start stepping into the fierce love too. Not just the soft love, but the fierce love. I was visiting with Lonnie Lee, our youth and family director this week, and I've experienced her as this really warm and loving and mother goddess kind of energy, you know, come to me children, everyone's safe and loved, which is great. We want that energy for our children, right? And she started talking about a time when her daughter Faith was hurting, and woo, did I see that mama bear energy. Fierce love. That too is being called. That fierce love that says no or enough. I think of the image of the Pietà. You know the Pietà? Mother Mary, she's really big and strong. She's got a big lap. And on her lap is the crucified Christ, Jesus laying across her lap, and her head is hanging over him. And I can almost hear her saying when I've stood before that Pietà at the Vatican, enough. Enough already. That's the kind of grief and strength that we're called to bring now in our divine feminine and owning this divine feminine. Enough already. I won't allow it. Not on my watch. Not in this lifetime. Not while my soul is walking this earth. How about you? Yeah. God bless you. Yeah, this is us. I have a couple of things to close us out. One is a kind of an acronym for mother. Mother, emerge within us. Merge oneness with two-ness. Dueling opposites at last together. Heal humanity. Equality restored. That's mother for us. And let's say this affirmation together. I feel your love and your togetherness as a community, and it feels really powerful and palpable. So I just want to honor that essence of the divine feminine that feels like it's waking up and emerging and breaking through, and it feels really good. I hope you feel it too. Let's close with this affirmation. The divine feminine, as me, fiercely loves and justly heals the world. So it is.